The Australian resource boom is creating thousands of jobs and it's propelling our economy along at a phenomenal rate. But if we're going to be digging up uranium at this kind of rate, the question is, who are we giving it to? A Federal Joint Treaties Committee is currently looking at the kind of uranium safeguards needed if we are to export uranium to resource-hungry China. The committee is currently hearing submissions from the public, and anti-nuclear campaigner David Noonan provided a submission in Adelaide today.
There's no reason to have confidence in these claimed nuclear safeguards in unaccountable China, and that our uranium, if it goes on to China in that deal, it may well contribute to the nuclear weapons program, and we may well be responsible, our community in South Australia, for fueling future atomic fires and for increasing regional nuclear insecurities across Asia.
So you don't believe that state and federal governments are doing enough to implement safeguards which will keep the industry safe?
I think the federal government are really peddling uranium onto the global market to suit the profit margins of the mining companies. And the South Australian government has so far in this inquiry, they've not provided any contribution. They appeared today and really had nothing to say about the proposed safeguards issues and the key concerns of our cross-community about what may happen and may well go wrong in China, given the unresolved nuclear waste management, continuing nuclear safety concerns, and the potential for them to misuse our uranium in their weapons program. We're yet to hear any proper input from the South Australian government on that.
Do you think it's likely that there's going to be a push to sell uranium to other nations other than China?
Look, there's a very big push on to sell to China and then to sell to India. If China's unaccountable, it will undermine the safeguards regime and our international reputation if we do so. India is outside of the non-proliferation treaty. Essentially, they're a rogue nuclear weapons state, and we're being asked to applaud them for their ongoing nuclear weapons program. It's absolutely unacceptable, irresponsible of Australia to be looking at either sales to China or to India. And community really needs to take responsibility, particularly us in South Australia, because it's our uranium that's proposed to go on to these two potential nuclear power markets in China and India. They're actually the only two countries remaining in the world that have any potential considered major nuclear expansion. Even in their cases, it's comparatively small in percentage terms and still unfunded. But were it to go ahead, we in South Australia would be responsible for those increased nuclear risks and for the downgrade that it would cause to the non-proliferation treaty and that regime internationally.
Meetings such as the committee meeting, which you said you attended this morning and spoke at, what are the purpose of those meetings? Are they just something which is occurring to sort of make everyone seem as if things are being discussed seriously when in fact they're not?
Look, we want to hold these inquiry processes to account. We want to see due process and good democracy in Australia. This committee has the right and the power to decide and to make a recommendation that it's not in Australia's national interest to sell uranium onto China. They could put out quite detailed recommendations for increased safeguards that could improve the situation internationally, and ACF have made a number of specific recommendations for that. We want to see the committee deliver. We want to see the federal government, but also the federal ALP, put their money where their mouth is in claims that safeguards can be legitimate, and let's see the detail of the claim strengthening before we'll consider any expansion of uranium mining. We want to see the evidence on the ground that the non-proliferation treaty can be renewed and reinvigorated, that it can be saved, essentially, because it's collapsing at present. We want to see the evidence in practice of these safeguards, that they can actually work somewhere, which hasn't been the case to date, before it would be responsible for anyone to put more uranium onto the global market.
At the committee meeting this morning, it was put forward that the expansion of mines such as the Olympic Dam mine in South Australia will actually increase production of other metals such as copper. Do you think expansion of these mines should occur if that's what's going to be produced, as well as an increase in uranium production?
Well, there should certainly be no uranium exports from the Roxby mine. It's not economically dependent on uranium, and nor is South Australia. BHP Billiton, as a global mining company, the largest mining company in the world, their uranium profits from Roxby are only 1% of their global profits. Now, we want to chip that 1% off their portfolio. We want to see some responsible action, some corporate behaviour here that lives up to the rhetoric and their claims. Let's see them put in place product stewardship, which means leaving uranium in the ground, which means not exporting uranium into these increasing regional insecurities. Let's see South Australia take responsibility in the global stage and not make ourselves dependent on the uranium dollar.
South Australian Democrats leader Sandra Kank also strongly opposes uranium mining and exportation. Ms Kank doesn't believe the South Australian government is doing enough to ensure that safeguards are put in place, and went as far to say that the South Australian submission at the Commission today was not adequate.
Today's performance by SA government representatives, I think, was quite pathetic. They sent along a couple of representatives from primary industry and resources, and they basically told us everything we already know about how much uranium currently gets exported from South Australia and what it's going to be like in about 8 years' time. But when they were asked about safeguards in relation to exporting to China, they didn't have an opinion on that. They said, oh, no, we can talk about environmental safeguards, but we can't talk about that. And you wonder why they even turned up. It was quite an insult to the committee, and nobody learned anything from their being there.
Chair of the Treaties Committee, Federal MP Dr. Andrew Southcott, disagrees with Ms. Kank and welcomed all of the submissions made.
Look, as to the comments that you've had, that's really for others to say. We were pleased to have the Government of South Australia before us. We like having a whole range of people and a whole range of views presented before we make our decision.
Although Ms. Kank felt the SA Government submission was inadequate, she thinks the committee will benefit Australians.
I think it's good that the committee is looking at this particular reference because we have a government that at the state level and also one that at the federal level that are gung-ho pro-nuclear, and it's only by at least putting the brakes on temporarily, as this committee has the power to do, that we can say, well, is this the right thing to do?
The committee will hear further submissions in Perth and hopes to provide its findings at the end of the year.